Hi, this is Matt Mays, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Something brand new there. Never saw it coming from one of our favorites here on the show, Matt Mays from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. One of the more conventional songs on a very unconventional record, I would say. We played that on Thursday night on Steel Belt the Fury and Radio. Well, we played the single, When the Angels Make Contact, and we got more calls about that song than pretty much any other song we've ever played. So people dug it. So we'll play some more Matt Mays, maybe even today, just to give you an idea what this weird and crazy record is all about. It's called When the Angels Make Contact, and there's a website with the video and the movie trailer at whentheangelsmakecontact.com, and it's pretty weird and crazy stuff. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. We're here from 2 to 4 p.m. Sundays, playing you all the best stuff. That's pretty much my job title. I play the best stuff. That's what I do. Sometimes I get to talk to cool people as well, and pretty excited today. One of my childhood idols is going to be on the show. We're going to talk in a little bit, and he's here to. I'm going to talk to him on the phone about a show coming up that is pretty much a dream lineup come true. It's November the 23rd, West End Cultural Center. It's a Thursday night, and holy crap! If you haven't heard about this yet, I hope you're sitting down, because this is pretty amazing. We've got Leslie Alexander, Ridley Bent, Dustin Bentall, who was here on the show a couple of weeks ago, Wendy Bird, John Ellis, Rami Mason, Chris Carmichael, and our old pal Leroy Stagger, along with the guy we're going to talk to in a little bit, and we're going to hear something from him right now. His name is Barney Bentall, and they'll all be here for a show on the 23rd, like I said. And the best part of it is that all of the money raised from the show, every cent of your ticket, goes to Winnipeg Harvest. It's for charity. Unbelievable. All these guys are coming in for a charity show. It's going to be an amazing thing, and we'll find out some more details about that coming up in a little bit. But first, this is what I heard. This is what I said when I first heard about this show. This is what I said. I said, tell me, is it true?
gathering speed, coming over the hills and running through the weeds. I admit it scares the shit out of me, and when's it gonna go away? I can't pretend, I gotta tell all my friends. I don't know when I'm gonna see them again. Tell my mom not to be afraid. I got a real good head with the ace of spades. If I could have one thing in the world, it'd be for you to want me the way I want you. And of all the boys that throw stones at your window late at night, in my bed, visions in my head, I'm seeing red. If I start swinging, boy, I'm going to attack, and who's gonna be there to hold me back? Times of trouble can be left behind, but you're never gonna forget the pain inside. Scars, you know, they may fade, but they ain't never gonna go away. If I could have one thing
ones. She don't know it yet.
forget. Mama left home when she was one, too young for a child, hadn't had all her fun. Dad was no saint, but he did the best job he could. Room for a month at a local motel. Rolling Stones records, she heard the band wail. Daddy turned wrenches at the nearest car garage. She's one of the lucky ones. A tooth for a tooth and black eyes for a home. She's one of the lucky ones. You wouldn't know it yet. Something's more than others, and sooner forget. Black eyes for a home.
That is something cool right there. That is a lady named Leslie Alexander from her record Savage Country, The Jones there. Pretty rockin' tune. She is the wife of John Ellis, who's here on the show with Dustin Bentall and Leroy Stagger a few weeks ago. And she's coming to town as part of this Grand Caribou Opry thing. And Nelly, is it sounding good? This record, by the way, Savage Country, it's a few years old, but it's got some amazing guests on it. Holy cow. It features Angela Harris. Sam Parton of the Be Good Tanyas is on here. Linda McRae is on here. You might have recognized our pal Harry Manx there playing the Mohan Vina on that tune. Whole bunch of people, and the rhythm section. I mean, if I was going to love a record just for the rhythm section, she's got the rhythm section from Odds, one of my favorite Canadian bands, and it's co-produced by John Ellis, of course, and Wickham Porteous. Whatever happened to Wickham Porteous? Boy, oh boy. So great record there. Before that, we heard Leroy Stagger from Depression River, one of the lucky ones, and Dustin Bentall, See It Coming, and Barney Bentall, Tell Me, Is It True, from Gift Horse, and all those folks will be here on November the 23rd at the West End Cultural Center for the Grand Caribou Opry. And just got off the phone with the guy, the genius, the patron saint of that night, Ian Rentz, the guy who's putting it together. A few things to clarify. First of all, each song is being sponsored by somebody, so you can donate cash and have one of the songs sponsored like they used to do at the Grand Old Opry. And all that money goes to Winnipeg Harvest, but your ticket money doesn't. So just to clarify that. So we'll get that a little bit straight. Another thing, unfortunately, Wendy Bird is not coming, who we've been talking about. She's not going to be here. It's Kendall Carson coming in her place. So that's, I mean, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. And so that's going down. You can get your tickets at the West End or all the usual places, and that's going to be a good thing. We're going to talk to the man who's sort of headlining the whole show in a couple of minutes, Mr. Barney Bentall. But first, let's play something from Barney. We got to play something from Barney. What the heck? Let's play this one. You remember this one, don't you?
Married you from it.
seasons change. The snow she blows by, leaves fall to the ground. The moon is full, but the moon's eclipsed. Looks like that critter come unwound. Now what I think don't really matter. You gotta set your course. Grab a rope, slap off the dust, honey. You're getting back up on the horse. Then the bone it breaks, but the bone it mends with a little bit of time. Well, the heart cracks. A sunny trail by the water course. I'll just be waiting for the big explosion. Getting back up on the horse.
Back up on the horse there. That's Barney Bentall from the great new record Gift Horse. And before that, we heard the classic Something to Live For. Barney, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Barney, yeah. You don't mind me digging up Something to Live For to play on the show today,
no,
do you?
No, not at all.
I'm I got to tell you, Barney, when did that first, because that came out in what, 87 or so, Something to Live For?
88.
When I was just a, I don't mean to make you sound old, but I was just a kid in 1988. But that was right around the time that I was first discovering that there was this amazing force in the world called music.
Yeah.
And it was bands like Blue Rodeo and yourself that really got me and hooked me into music. And so it's a real treat to have you on the show today.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And I was just talking to Baz from Blue Rodeo. I said I've got Jim with me. So.
It's a real
Canadiana moment there.
It's a real super group there on the boat today. You're taking the ferry. Yeah. Anyways, so I mean, back in the day, you were a pretty big deal in the Canadian music industry, and I guess you did pretty well for yourself in other places as well. But you kind of it seemed like you kind of saw and did it all for a while there back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, it was fun, and it sure was a great ride. So many great memories. It was a fun time to be a, you know, Canadian rock and roll singer. We had a hell of a good time.
And you did, I mean, I was going over the list again today of the great songs that you wrote and the great songs that you guys put out for so many years. And it's a great legacy that you've already built up for yourself. Certainly, obviously you must have fans, still from back in the day that are still digging what you're doing now.
Yeah, you know, it's been a good evolvement. I mean, I've been doing probably a bit more of a rootsier approach lately. You know, still do gigs with the Legendary Hearts, but I think the majority of what I do is probably similar to what we're bringing to the cultural center there.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, people, it hasn't been a big issue. People seem to have been quite willing to follow along and change and evolve with what I'm doing. So, you know, sometimes you're still, it's a pleasant surprise that there's still people out there, there's still fans, people that have continued to listen and, you know, certainly in my case, been patient waiting for another record to come out because it was quite a while between Gift Horse and then my previous record.
That's right. You kind of dropped out of sight and became a hermit or something there for a while. you were...
I didn't become a hermit. I kept doing shows. You know, I would play, I don't know, 30 shows a year. But
oh, really?
I started ranching.
Okay.
Which was a great experience. A lot of, well, I mean, it put a lot of things in perspective for me because all of a sudden realized that, you know, people weren't clapping for what you did at the end of a day.
No, I suppose
and,
not.
And you know, you just have to learn to dig deep. So,
but I guess you would have been working with some of the same sorts of situations. You were working with a lot of animals and stepping in a lot of dung. So I guess it's kind of like the music industry in that way, right?
Ain't that the truth? That's a good one. I'll have to remember that. That's quotable. Yeah, music and it's. Well, there are definitely those elements in music. I'll grant you that.
So yeah. what made it the right time for you to come back, sort of put away the ranch and make another album?
That's a good question. I didn't. There was no master plan because when I started ranching, I didn't know if I would make another record. But I was still playing and I'd be writing songs, not close to the same frequency that I had in the past, but the songs were starting to be there, starting to play new songs. My son started working on a record, and he and his his buddies Ridley Benton, those guys, I would you know, hang out with them and they'd all be playing songs, and it was in no small part an influence in just getting back out there because they awakened something in me, you know, just that the way music could be and how enjoyable it could be without any of the sort of political part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not political in terms of writing about politics, but just record companies and the music business. And one thing led to another, and I had a lot of encouragement. I had, part of the record I recorded with Blue Rodeo, they were very encouraging. You know, Jim Cuddy was always saying, hey, look, you know, we've got a studio. Why don't you come out and record some songs with us? And so there was just, you know, there was this a series of events or situations, and I just at a certain point I went, you know what? Yeah, I'm ready to do it again. I want to do it, and that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah. And it's a great record, and obviously it's as you alluded to, it's different than the other records that you did. Was there any sort of nervousness on your part that people were going to expect a certain thing from you, or they weren't going to like it, or?
You know what? When I said earlier that ranching put a lot of things in perspective.
Yeah.
That would be one. And, you know, at that point, I'm going to make a record. It's going to be exactly the kind of record that I want to make. And if nobody buys it, if nothing happens, people are disappointed, that's their choice.
Yeah.
And which I think that was the really, you know, that's I think that's a good place to be in.
For sure.
Because that's not, you still are trying to do the best job that you can do. But you're being true to yourself. And I think in the end of the day, the whole project's going to be better for that.
Yeah.
So it was... I'd always, even I guess my name was front and center. I'd always worked in a very collaborative way with a band.
Right.
And I really, with this record, it was very important to me to make it exactly the way that I wanted to make it.
And
that was a change. So it was nice to have that the ability to do that.
Yeah, and obviously you're working with a much different record label this time around too, not with the great folks at True North Records who are in it more for the music than for hit singles. So obviously that would have helped you out as well with doing things your way.
Super understanding, yeah. They're a great label to be on. Now, it's not as far away as one might imagine because the owner of that label, Bernie Finkelstein, was my manager through my heyday. So I was always around that label, had a great deal of respect for that label. But
right.
The way it worked in our situation, I was on Sony.
Right. So, I mean, obviously you were here a couple of weeks ago doing just a little show at the casino as part of the Western Canadian Music Awards. But
yeah.
are you gearing back up to go on the road more often again with this record? Or?
Well, I'm kind of playing it by ear. We're having a blast. I mean, that was such a great time in Winnipeg for the West Coast Music Awards. And then, you know, the thing we're bringing to the Cultural Center was this Grand Caribou Opry that we've really been putting together out here.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of different artists. And my son, his friends, Legendary Hearts. Really, you know, we had such a great, you were working with such great people in Winnipeg when we were there a few weeks ago, and then, you know, they knew that we were doing this out in BC, so the idea came up to try and do a show in Winnipeg. So that's what we're doing. Those are a lot of fun. Those really enjoying putting that together, and I've been touring lots, and well, you know, continue to do so.
Yeah, so this is not something that you've really done outside of home, I guess. This Grand Caribou Opry.
No, it's not. In fact, you know, Winnipeg's going to be the very first live performance of it.
That's
we have for 5 years. We played a long-standing rodeo dance in BC.
Yeah,
it's actually the longest-running consecutive event in Canadian history. The Clinton
Maple. Oh, really? Yeah,
139 years.
And you've been headlining it all those years? I didn't think you were nearly that old.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels that way. But every other event in Canadian history of that nature has been interrupted by war or, you know, numerous reasons. They wouldn't have it, but this has continued. In about 5 years, it looked like it wasn't going to happen, and you know, because I live part of the year in the area, they approached me, and I approached the band, and one thing led to another, and we said we'd do it, and it's been great. We've my band did it for free, and they've been able to raise a lot of money, and it's become a real dance to go to in the whole rodeo circuit, and we've had a blast doing it. But we would more and more as each year went by, we'd put more kind of old-time country music into the program, and rehearsing that in kitchens and living rooms at the ranch house and the night before sort of led to this whole Opry thing and the idea of why don't we do one of these shows, because it's so much fun to have a variety of artists and people who take turns singing songs and some of their new songs, but a lot of great old music, and we just had such a blast doing it. And then a lot of the music that, my son or Ridley Bent, those people are doing, Romy Mays, who's going to play with us out there, it has, a lot of those songs have the kind of old-time feel. So
for sure.
It all blends together in a great way.
Yeah.
So Winnipeg's going to be the first one.
That's an amazing treat. So for people that obviously we haven't seen the show, so you're literally all up on stage together, right?
Not all, sometimes we are.
Okay.
But it's more of a grand old Opry format where kind of bluegrass, you stand around a mic.
Yeah.
And a particular song, you put stuff together. Maybe Romy and my son do a song, and then they leave the stage, and, five more of us come out and do a number or two. And it works. There's kind of an ebb and flow.
That's amazing.
And then every once in a while, everybody's up there.
For sure. And folks can sponsor a song, I understand, and you'll dedicate My Favorite Hit to me if I give you some cash, is that right?
Well, to the charity.
Yeah.
I mean, in this case, it's the Winnipeg Harvest
Winnipeg
Project.
Winnipeg Harvest, yeah.
The Winnipeg Harvest, and that's just an idea. After watching some of those old Opry performances or, the Prairie Home Companion, that sort of thing, that was always the way. although in this case it's for charity, so somebody, you know, I'm MC of the thing, so, you know, I introduce who's going to sing it and, you know, who's sponsoring it, and then everybody gets, it's just a great way to add to the charity. And it's fun. It's an old-fashioned way of doing things.
Yeah. And I was going to say, it must be a hoot for you guys to go out there and do this with so many friends and you know, bounce things off of each other and whatever.
Oh, yeah. That is the real reward. It really is.
And,
you know, musically, it's just, I think that's what's so exciting about it.
And such a big cast of people, it's obviously really difficult to take this on the road. So I'm thinking that people had better come out, because this is certainly not something we're going to see all the time.
No, I mean, all going well, we'd love to if this flies this Christmas. You know, we the idea is hopefully we can try and do something in a national way.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I mean, it's you're right though. It'll be a you know, kind of one-time collection of all these people.
Well, it's certainly an amazing opportunity, and for $25 and supporting a charity to go see all these people, it's going to be a great treat. So I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well, now I'm going to have to get on the ferry here.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a real treat talking to you, and we hope to talk to you again.
And thanks for playing all the songs, and it's great the interview you did with the guys a couple
yeah.
of weeks ago. So that was great.
That was a lot of fun. All right, well, have a safe trip, and tell Jim Cuddy his show here was great last week.
Okay, I'll call him that right now.
All right, thanks, Barney.
Okay, talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Tank half empty, tank half full. Why don't you grab a hold of that rope and help me pull? Right now, I could use a little help, not another blowing fuse. Just asking, I ain't pleading. You make the call, you're the one that's needing a change. I know I'm singing the same old song, but a man is what he thinks about all day long. An old Indian once told me, never weaken. Then I heard the preacher say, turn the other cheek and walk away. Once we start walking, we've chosen our path. But just this once, can you try to be strong? I'm waiting in here, be it right or wrong. Roll on. A man is what he thinks about all day long. A man is what he thinks about all day long. End up down on my knees. Just can't do it anymore. Fuck something up. Fight back the violence. Shrug your shoulders and fall into silence and walk away. Maybe you think I'm drawing a line in the sand, but I'm only looking for a helping hand, and yet you walk away. Just this once, can you
gotta be strong for me. I'm waiting in here, be it right or wrong. You see what I'm saying? A man is what he thinks about all day long. A man is what he thinks about all day long. About all day long. The man is what he thinks about all day long.
Hi, this is Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5.
Just around midnight, we were drunk.
Jim Cuddy from his first solo record, All in Time, there with Second Son. And he kicked off his show at the Playhouse Theater with that song a couple of weeks ago. And Ann Lindsay on violin during that show. Amazing. Amazing. Anyways, that song also featured someone who we'll be talking about in a minute. We have a couple of big birthdays to go over today. And that song just happened to feature one of them. What do you know? Before that, Barney Bentall, A Man Is, from Gift Horse. A great, great record. And, I mean, this one, honestly, gets better and better every time I listen to it. No joke. And so highly recommended. And you'll pick up your copy when you come to the show, of course, on Thursday, the 23rd of November at the West End Cultural Center. Show for charity and featuring a cast of stars. Looking at the West End website, WECC.ca. The tickets are $25, available at the West End Folk Fest Music Store, McNally Robinson, Music Trader, Into the Music, and the Yellow Dog Tavern. And features, now the lineup on here is a bit different, so let's run this down. Barney Bentall, of course, Leslie Alexander, Rob Becker, Ridley Bent, Dustin Bentall, Chris Carmichael, Kendall Carson, John Ellis, Jack Guppy, Rami Mays, and Leroy Stagger. So that is, I don't know what more you could possibly want for your entertainment dollar. And the fact that a lot of money is going to charity that night is a good thing. Bring a tin for the bin, of course, for Winnipeg Harvest. They'll be collecting food, I think. Maybe I just made that up. I don't know. They should, anyway. If they don't, I will. So, yeah, I don't know. Bring something for Winnipeg Harvest that night. And, of course, coming up in December, we'll be doing our season of giving here on UMFM and giving stuff away. And all you got to do is bring something down for Winnipeg Harvest to win one of many, many prizes here on UMFM in December. So we'll be talking more about that soon. And yeah, coming up, we're going to talk about two big birthdays, two big famous Canadians, two of our favorites of all time here. Both Canadian, both having a birthday today. One's a little older than the other, but important nonetheless. And we'll run those down in a couple of minutes, right after a few of these. Actually, we'll kick it off with one of our birthday celebrants singing a song written by the other birthday celebrant. How's that? How do you like that? We'll do that right after these.